Welcome to our new podcast, Here for the Cocktail Party. I'm Sean.
And I'm Rayanne.
Each week, we'll be sipping cocktails, spilling tea, and diving into the latest gossip on Claire and Tayshia's season of The Bachelorette. Because like you, we're confused as to who this season actually belongs to.
Yeah, like what's happening. Kiki with us every week as we overanalyze the contestants' love connection and follow their journey with a healthy dose of alcohol and skepticism.
So before we get into the season and talking about all the drama that is about to unfold, we wanted to take this opportunity to introduce ourselves and give you a little taste of Here for the Cocktail Party.
Yes, and since neither of us have enough followers to do Instagram sponsored posts during this pandemic, here we are.
Hey, hashtag influencers, follow us. We want it. So give us all the fame that we deserve.
We just want to live out our bachelor or bachelorette contestants' lifestyle dreams.
Without going on that horrible love journey with them, okay? We're just going to be on the sidelines, being their cheerleader, having a good time with our cocktails.
That's right.
So a little bit about me. I was born in the land of sin, aka Las Vegas, but I traded in my community pool pass for Denver, Colorado. I think it was the best decision I could have made. And even though Queen Corona is fucking shit up right now, I have been able to go on a four-day backpacking trip, which I know most of you won't find that enjoyable. I have been able to skinny dip in the beautiful Blue Lakes in Telluride. And I have just been able to look at the city and say, wow, I love you, which Las Vegas has a place in my heart, but it has no value compared to Denver, Colorado. So this is where I'm at in my life. And now I get to hang out with my bestie, Rayanne, and start this podcast journey together. But Rayanne, tell everyone a little bit about your rambunctious and thriving life.
First of all, photos of skinny dipping at Telluride or didn't happen.
I mean, girl, I got the booty pics to show it, okay?
I knew you would, sir. Well, anyway, I didn't skinny dip in Telluride this year. I am currently living in Las Vegas, but I'm a native New Yorker. Long Island, to be exact. And yes, I'll probably mention it at least once per episode because I'm relentless and I also have a hard time being landlocked in the desert. So just throwing that out there. So prior to good old Miss Rona, I worked in entertainment marketing both here in Vegas and then for Broadway in New York. So like a lot of people, especially my fellow people in the arts, I am unemployed. So that's how my life is thriving.
Woo! Unemployment!
Yes! Queen! So I was rotting my brain for a couple of months and decided that I should probably learn something new at the ripe age of 33. And so I'm working towards my real estate license because, you know, that just seems like the best progression. Entertainment marketing to real estate. Let's do it. If you couldn't tell already, I love Broadway. I love music. I love traveling and cocktails. So as you can see, like many of you, this pandemic has not been going well for me and my hobbies. But thankfully, I love reality TV. I am so excited The Bachelorette is coming back. And Sean left me for the beauteous mountains of Denver. So our tradition was to watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette every Monday. It was something I really looked forward to. And even though he is not in Vegas anymore, I'm so glad that we're doing this because it's helping us stay connected and we still get to watch the episodes together and just in a different format. So I'm super excited about it.
And what I loved about our Monday night is that Rayanne would just accept my horrible joke. I would say horrible jokes about the contestants and she would laugh it off. And then, of course, she would come in with a real banger, which would generate a good laugh. So we're doing this together. So it will be a great time.
More observations from me, less jokes. I tend to focus on things you probably shouldn't be focusing on, but that's what you're going to get from me.
Oh, you are going to get all of the observations. But a little more about Ryan and I. We first met at my first agency job and probably her first Las Vegas agency job. Mm-hmm. We used to take 30-minute walks in the concrete jungle where they just basically were bitch fest. And we just got along. We flourished our relationship on cocktails and our love for New Orleans. And let me tell you, if there was one city that Ryan and I loved the most, it would be New Orleans. I think what really kicked our friendship off was my first trip to New Orleans. And Ryan has a perfect outside perspective of what a shit show it really was.
Yeah, so our agency, you were on the PR side, I was on the marketing side, and we kind of merged, I guess you could say. So we merged into the same office, and we were all starting to get to know each other, and I didn't really know Sean too well. But from what I saw, I liked and I enjoyed, and I was like, I want to get to know this guy some more. So room around the office that day was, I think it was like Thursday afternoon, was that he was going to New Orleans that weekend. And I was like, this is great. This is my entryway to friendship. I love New Orleans. I'm going to go chat with him about it. So I walk over. I'm like, hey. He's like, yeah, I'm trying to book my hotel for New Orleans. I was like, oh, cool, cool. When are you going? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm like leaving tomorrow. And then I had a minor anxiety attack because I am so annoying when I travel. I ask my husband. It is like scheduling down to the hour. But I do veer away from it. I'm not too bad. But like, I need everything booked. And so I sat down. I was like, oh boy. I gave him some recommendations. He booked a hotel. I like watched him do it. I was like, you can't be homeless in New Orleans for the weekend.
You're not leaving this spot until you book a hotel or I will chain you to this desk.
Yeah, I think we stayed late, actually. We were there till like 7. Everybody left. I was like, bro, no, you need a hotel.
Now.
Anyway, I asked if I could stalk you on social media and you said yes. And the rest is history.
I mean, it really worked out in my favor. I was a young buck, 22 years old, and I was very like, well, whatever happens, happens. I mean, at the end of the day, I got a key to unlock my room, so obviously I did something right.
Were you just stoked because it was a key instead of like the card key that's in every hotel now?
In every hotel, there's a card key. So when they gave me a skeleton key, at first, I told them, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? And they go, so this is how you unlock places. I don't know if you're familiar with the key, but this is what it does.
Sean, not knowing what a key is.
That will be how I go down in history. Sean, the man with no idea of what a key does.
Well, I'm glad you got in and out of your room. Kudos.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it worked because I got shit-faced drunk, got in a taxi, and still got in my hotel room. So obviously something went right.
I'm glad you're alive.
Me too, because New Orleans is also equally scary if you're drunk. So don't recommend being drunk blackout on Bourbon Street because people steal your money. But it's a good time. You have good stories.
Don't go anywhere blackout drunk. Word to the wise.
So obviously we have been sipping cocktails this entire episode. And because Ryan and I cannot watch The Bachelorette without consuming copious amounts of alcohol of any sort, we wanted to incorporate a cocktail of the week segment so you can join in on the fun with us. Because who watches this show without consuming alcohol or sober for that matter? So get into the fantasy and sarcasm with us every week as we share our favorite cocktails with you. So, Rayanne, take it away for this week on this cocktail.
Yes. This week, we're starting off, you know, with the most basic of basic cocktails, the mimosa. But hear us out. This is our first intro episode. We wanted to do a cocktail that had some importance to us in our friendship. And Sean and I and our other friend Natasha, shout out Natasha, would go to monthly brunches and drink a lot of mimosas to the point of almost peeing our pants on multiple occasions. So we wanted to share that connection with you guys. And we know it's an easy cocktail, but it means something to us. And we hope you enjoy them as well.
You know, what always surprised me about our monthly brunches is how Natasha would take an Uber to Whole Foods and go shopping after. Wow. What an icon. All I wanted was a nap.
Yeah, I would pass out on the couch for like a good 2 hours afterwards.
So now that we have established that Natasha is a queen, let's get into our thoughts on this season of The Bachelorette, Claire/Tayshia. So, Rayanne, what are your initial thoughts of what's going to go down?
Yeah, totally. So I was excited when Claire was announced. I know I have watched the show a little bit longer than you. So I did watch Claire on Juan Pablo's season, which was epic. And she really grew on me. And she kept coming back to the franchise and Bachelor in Paradise and that short-lived Bachelor Winter Games show. But each time she made an appearance, I sort of enjoyed her more and more. And I thought she like truly knew herself and knew what she wanted. So I liked that about her, and I was excited that they picked somebody a little older because, you know, the past few years of the show, there's been a lot of 23-year-olds to wrap my head around, and which is totally fine. That's like what you do on the show now, and that's just the way that this show is. But I was kind of excited to see somebody a little older who maybe does want to get married in the near future. But then did you see the men, right?
Oh, the men. Come on.
They were all so young. And I was like, what is going on? But this was like right when the pandemic started. And then they kept casting for Claire's season during Listen to Your Heart. Yes, I watched it. You did too. Don't lie to yourself.
Do not lie. Everyone watched that. It was a Star is Born train wreck.
Yes. Yes, sir, it was. But so they were like, they were casting more men. I was like, oh, okay, so we're going to get some older dudes. But in that time, Claire totally had the time to look everybody up. Never has there been a lead that was like privy to all of this information. And so the next group of guys were announced. And you know her ass was like on Instagram and like Facebook and whatever, looking up all of their social media and trying to get a feel for who these dudes were, which rightly so, I would do that too. But it's going to be so interesting because that's the first time that a lead has been able to do that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if I had Instagram and I had time, obviously I'm going to stalk these people. No shame.
Yeah. No shame. And she clearly came in with favorites. And this is how we're in the situation of now apparently Tayshia being the Bachelorette, which I'm good with that. I am Team Tayshia. I really like her. She's 30, so she's like slightly more age appropriate than the younger 20-year-olds. And I think she's super well spoken. The only thing I was sort of skeptical on was her love for John Paul Jones on Paradise. But even she kind of knew it was stupid and broke it off. So I think she was just having a summer fling, which, you know, girl, get it. We all need those once in a while.
Another point, I mean, JPJ with his shirt off is actually not so bad. It's just when you get to his face and his brains, then it's kind of questionable.
He's like a villain in an 80s movie.
Yes.
So if you're into that, I mean, cool.
If you are into the Austin Powers fantasy, fall in love with JPJ. I'm sure he would appreciate it.
One more thing about Tayshia. This is like totally off subject, but her little brother is the cutest, and sometimes she posts him on Instagram, and it makes my heart melt. Because he's like a good, I don't know, like 10, 15 years younger. Like, he's a teenager, so if she's 30, I guess like 15 years younger than her, I don't know, but he is like the most adorable, and I hope he shows up in the season because I love him.
Aw, that is wholesome. And I think during coronavirus, we need some more wholesome moments.
Well, speaking of coronavirus, another thing that's going to be interesting and a thought that I had was, which I'm sure mostly everybody has had, is it's going to be so different because this is the first time they're in one spot. How wild is that?
I don't know how this is going to go. I love when they visit the other countries, but we're all banned, so obviously that's not going to happen.
I think they'll do a good job of making it look different, and they're in one resort in Palm Springs, so they're going to have access to the entire resort because I don't think anybody was allowed to stay there while this was happening. So I think it's going to be really interesting. I'm kind of hyped up for it. It's going to be different, which we haven't had in a while. It's going to be full of drama with the two leads. I'm here for it.
It's like an old stale relationship, right? It's like we've been married to the Bachelorette and Bachelor for like 30 years. So, you know, we need to mix things up with basically a threesome, okay? So we're going to do that.
Agreed. Yes.
I mean, my whole reaction to the whole season, Claire, what a basic white girl. But after really doing some research and digging, you're not so basic. And I respect that you are trying to find love in this digital age, because that's what we're all trying to find. So, girl, if you have any advice about falling in love in 2 weeks, I am here for it. Please just comment on our Instagram. We would love to hear all of your advice that you have to have. I mean, obviously the first round of boys made you seem like you were going to be a cougar, but obviously you found the love that you deserve and it's commendable. But I'm ready for you to just move over, because Tayshia, I am such a big fan. You are ferocious, you are honest, and even after you went on that stalker season, aka Colton, which everyone needs to look into, I think Rayanne would agree.
Oh my god. Colton, stop.
Stop. Stop jumping over fences. Stop jumping past security guards. Just stop, stop, stop. It's stalkerish. It's gross. Get over it yourself.
I think it's the first restraining order in Bachelor Nation. So that's interesting.
Yeah, here we go. But she is outspoken. She is honest. And she is honey mahogany delicious. Like, bitch, you want her on a summer day, okay? And don't you deny it.
So we are Team Tayshia, clearly. And we're excited for her.
I'm trying to contain my excitement, but it's really hard.
In the words of Daddy Harrison, I think this really is going to be the most dramatic season yet.
It really is. And I'm here for it.
And it's a 2-on-1 bachelorette situation, but not like pitting them against each other. Like, remember they did with Caitlyn and Britt and the dudes voted.
Ugh. It's 2020 Bachelor Nation. We are not here for this horrible voting situation, but everyone vote.
I was about to say, I was like, we have something else to vote on. More important.
Yes. Vote on that, not on this. Okay. We're not pitting women against each other. I'm glad that they can coexist and find love at the same time.
Yes. All right. Well, I think that'll do it for us, at least for now. We're really excited to get started. And, you know, we'll be posting episodes after the Tuesday night episode of Bachelorette, which is going to be different because usually this is our Monday night treat, but it's going to be Tuesday nights because of the later start date here with everything. But follow us for more content and cocktail recipes on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Here for the Cocktail Party, which is all one word.
Next episode, we'll be diving into the brand new season of The Bachelorette, which surprisingly starts with Claire Crawley.
And ends with Tayshia? Maybe? We really don't know how it ends.
Yeah, maybe it will end with both of the proposals. We'll just have to wait and find out. Until next time.
See y'all later. Bye.
Bye.